Hey, it's Sunday morning. I'm
Playing
just.
from Peter's red iPhone.
Oh boy, sorry about the Alexa in the background. That's really annoying. Okay, so I'm doing some morning composition on Sunday, and because I want to get away from the kids, and I'm just going to talk about this idea that I've been working on the last couple weeks, pages and pages of stuff in Sibelius. We're at bar 123, so I've come up with 123 different ideas before coming up with this one. Some other previous ideas are pretty good, but this one I'm going to develop more and do different variations on. First, I'll play it for you. Here we go. One, two. Is it working? Waves are working. Good. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I kind of like it, so I'm going to develop this. The first chord is the one chord, which is F sharp minor, and then it goes to the major four chord, which is B. Normally it would be B minor, but we're going to the major four chord, and it's a sus, so it's E resolving down to the D sharp, which is the third. So a one to a major four to a five of major three, which is major flat three. What's the major flat three? It's. Oh, I'm doing another sus here. Here we go on all the suses. Yep, it's A over C. So it's the major three chord in first inversion. And before that was the five of the major three. And then I really like these 5-4-2 chords I was talking about before. So it's. I love the sound of that. So that is a G sharp over F sharp. So G sharp major over F sharp because it's the 5-4-2 of five. So it sounds complicated, but it's just the G sharp resolving to the five, which is C sharp over E. Oh, I didn't write that was an inversion. Okay, I'm a little confused. C sharp over E. Why is it C sharp over E? Because I'm not sure why. Okay. I have to review this. Okay, anyway, and then we have F sharp minor over A, which is the 1-6. And then we're going, instead of a 5-1 cadence, I'm going to a 5. A 4, a minor 4 in first inversion. Which is B minor over D. That's right. That is the minor four chord going to the one chord. And that is F sharp minor. And I wrote a big I. I have to write a small case I because it's a minor chord. And yeah. So F sharp minor. Oh, okay. So F sharp. So C sharp is. C sharp is the five chord. Sorry. So I didn't write a little six. So this is good. I'm actually doing this, talking through this myself. Okay, you want to hear the Roman numerals again? It's one, major four, five of major three. Major three in first inversion. 5-4-2 of five. Then it's a 5-6, going to a 1-6. Going to a minor 1-4 in first inversion to a one. And I'll play it for you one more time. Here we go. Cool. I am going to now try to create a major version of this, and I will get back to you if I am successful or not. I might be back in 15, 20 minutes. Okay, talk to you later. Bye. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up today.
Playing from Peter's red iPhone.
Sorry about the Alexa. Very annoying. Okay, so in the previous episode, I was saying it's this idea here. I'll just play it for you one more time. So that is the one idea. I wanted to make the next idea based on that idea more major.
So I changed the chords to focus more on A minor rather than F sharp minor. So here's what I came up with. Here we go. Okay, I'll play them back to back so you can hear the difference. So the chords in the major version are the one chord, which is A major, of course. That's A major. Then it goes to the four chord in first inversion, which is F sharp, sorry, D over F sharp. So here. So that is, oops, do I have that right? Oh, I don't have, I'm missing something. Oh, this is good. Wait, why is that not? All the notes are adding up, but it's saying it's a F augmented omit 3, which is not correct because we got F sharp, we got D, we got another D, we got an F sharp. So we really wanted an A in there. Anyway, it's basically spelling out a D major over F sharp. And then it's going to the five of minor three. So the minor three, of course, is... okay, what are we doing? C sharp minor. C sharp minor is the minor three chord. So what is the five of the minor three chord? It is... Why does this not spell right? Why do I have a sus4? Okay, I see what I did. Because I got that in one up there. Anyway, it's more or less a G sharp major. G sharp major is the five of the C, the five of three. Okay. Then it goes to the 5-4-2 of five, which is a B major with an A in the bass, A being the seventh. And I love these 5-4-2 chords I said. So it's 5-4-2 of 5. What will be the 5 chord? The 5 chord, of course, is E major. But I didn't write it. So it is actually a 5-6 because it's got the G sharp on the bottom. And then from that, we're going to the 1. Oh, I gotta spell this out differently. The 1, which is, did I spell it right? Yeah, just straight up A major. And that's good, I noticed that I had it in first inversion, but it's in root position. And then we're going to a major, so I can change this here, a major 4 in first inversion. So that's a D over F sharp, and back to the A at the very end. So I'll play that for you one more time. Yeah, the four is cool. 4-1, that's cool. Instead of a 5-1. Okay, so I'm gonna read out the chords again in Roman numeral analysis. It's the one chord going to the four chord in first inversion, going to the five of minor three. Oh, I've got to make one little adjustment here. That's we don't need that flat sign because we're in the key of A major. I'll start from the beginning. I'm sorry. It's the one chord going to the four chord in first inversion, then it's the five of three, then it's the three in first inversion, then it's the 5-4-2 of five, then it's the 5-6, and then it's the one, then it's the four in first inversion, then it's the one. Let me say it one more time because my brain went somewhere else. I'm thinking about taking a screenshot and putting on Facebook, but let me just do this again. Okay, the one chord going to the four chord in first inversion, the five of minor three in first inversion, 5-4-2 of five, 5-6, five in first inversion, that is, one, 4 in first inversion. That's major 4 going to the 1. Okay, that is all I'm going to do for this morning. I'll upload this and tell me what you think on Facebook. You remember I talked about the group. It's called VA7 Live Composition Groups in Facebook if you want to check it out. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.